Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Well, this past week we prepared a couple of rooms in our rectory for our two new priests to be arriving soon. And like the room of the prophet Elisha, their rooms also are furnished with a bed, table, chair, and a lamp. And that couple from Shunem that we heard about in the first reading, not only prepared this room for Elisha because he just happened to be passing by, but as the woman herself says, because he was a holy man of God. And because she recognized Elisha as a prophet, she received him and generously provided for his needs. And in doing so, the Lord blesses her with a child. And one thing that we can take away from that is that God is not outdone in generosity. That when we're generous with others, God is always more generous with us. And again, this woman was generous with Elisha, not only because he was in need, but because he was a holy man of God. And as a prophet, it was through his word that she received that desire of her heart, a baby boy. And God's generosity came through the one she was generous with. We've been reading from chapter 10 in the Gospel of St. Matthew these past three Sundays of ordinary time, and this is where Jesus prepares his apostles to be sent out. He calls them by name. He gives them authority. He warns them about the resistance that they will face, and then he assures them that God will provide for all their needs. And they're given this ministry that's threefold. A ministry that corresponds to their new identity in Christ as priest, prophet, and king. As priests, they sanctify others, particularly by blessing them through the sacraments. As prophets, they teach others, especially by proclaiming the gospel. And as kings, they govern others by exercising that servant leadership exemplified by Jesus himself. And Jesus gave his apostles this threefold ministry to sanctify, teach, and govern in his name. While all the baptized are anointed as priest, prophet, and king, the Lord gives a special duty to those who are ordained as priests to sanctify, to teach, and to govern the people of God. And as a priest, I can say that it's an extraordinary privilege to serve the church in this way. Especially humbling to recognize that our ministry as priests is made possible by the support of the people of God. And going back to that first reading, Elisha was able to bless the woman because she first welcomed him in. It's a great privilege to be welcomed into a parish. And this week we have this opportunity to welcome not one, but two men of God. As two new priests come to begin their ministry here in East Lansing. And while the prophet Elisha gave the prophetic word that the woman would have a son, it was the Lord who blessed her with a child. Similarly, priests are instruments the Lord chooses to bless his people. What matters in the end is not so much the messenger, but the message. Ultimately, it's Jesus himself who blesses his church through the ministry of priests. And whoever the priest may be, whenever Mass is celebrated, Jesus truly is present, body and blood, soul and divinity on the altar. And when the priest says, "I absolve you from your sins," whoever that priest may be, it's Jesus himself who forgives. And St. Paul writes about the sacrament of baptism in our second reading. And whichever priest or deacon does the baptism, it's Jesus himself who baptizes. And going back to that first reading, even the name of the prophet Elisha often gets confused with his predecessor, Elijah. Because in the end, it doesn't matter if people know the name of the prophet or know the name of the priest. What matters is that they know the name of Jesus. As Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me." So as we do have this time of transition in our parish this week, as we prepare for this change of clergy, it's an opportunity to not only to receive our new priest with generosity, but also to look back to over the years and to thank the Lord for his faithfulness, recognizing that it's always Jesus himself who ministers to us through his priests. And today we prayed Psalm 89 as our responsorial psalm. And the first verse of the psalm was, "The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness." The Lord has shown his faithfulness. He's shown his faithfulness to this parish by four generations, for providing shepherds. Imperfect as we are, he's provided shepherds for his church. So may the Lord continue to provide shepherds after his own heart, and to nourish the church here in East Lansing, to feed us with the gospel and with the bread of life and Holy Communion. As Jesus says, "Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward." And what is a prophet's reward? It's the Lord himself. Just as our patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, prayed, "Non nisi te," nothing but you, when he was asked what he wanted as his reward at the end of his life for the many accomplishments he had. He wanted nothing but the Lord. So may we too receive that gift that the Lord wants to give. He wants to give us himself. So may we, as we receive those whom he sends, we receive the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus also warns of placing good things in front of him. He purifies the hearts of his disciples before he sends them out, that they may love him above all other things. Even the very good things of parents, of children. So may the Lord purify our hearts. I think that line too, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." And that applies to biological fathers and mothers and also spiritual fathers and mothers. That our hearts may always be set on the Lord Jesus himself before our hearts may be set on any other person, because in loving the Lord first, we actually are able to love others even better, because we recognize that they are gifts from God, and that we place our ultimate fulfillment in God alone, not put an unnecessary burden on someone else to be our fulfillment in our lives. So may we look back and thank the Lord for his faithfulness to this parish, and thank him in advance for providing for us in all of our needs, especially for the needs that we have to receive him, Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist.